Today, Jared Kushner, White House advisor and President Trump's son-in-law, answered questions about Russia in a closed-door session of the Senate Intelligence Committee. Later this week, Donald Trump Jr. and former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort are also scheduled to appear before the Senate Judiciary Committee. And there are votes scheduled this week in Congress on sanctions against Russia and health care. So let's gear up for the week with Ron Elving, NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent. Hi, Ron.
Good to be with you, Robin.
To Jared Kushner, he released prepared remarks this morning ahead of his testimony, downplaying his meetings months ago with the Russian ambassador, said he didn't remember his name, downplaying the meeting he attended with his brother-in-law, Donald Trump Jr., with a Russian lawyer, said he didn't read down the full email chain, didn't see the offer of dirt on Hillary from the Russian government. Those are my words. But what jumped out at you from that statement this morning?
Well, we all have to look at the final words, which were, I did not collude nor know of anyone else in the campaign who colluded with any foreign government. I had no improper contacts, and so on and so forth. We also now know, apparently, why he did not list all the contacts he had had with Russians when he was asked to do so in his standard disclosure form back last year. Basically, he says his assistant ate his homework. He gave it to his assistant, and the assistant inadvertently made an honest mistake and failed to list most of the contacts that Kushner himself had had with the Russians. Now, what basis he would have for that, we don't know.
I should jump in to say he said his assistant hit send and sent it out too soon without any contacts with any foreign governments, not just Russians.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And, of course, that means it must have been innocent since he left out all those other foreign governments as well.
Yeah. We've been reporting that Kushner, Trump Jr., Manafort will not be under oath while appearing this week. Why not?
Well, it's all part of the negotiation by which these witnesses agreed to testify, basically, in the first place, and that goes for all three of them. They're testifying in private. The session today was essentially conducted by Senate staff, by investigators. So we're not sure there were any senators present at all. We do expect there to be House members present tomorrow, but we should make one point really clear, which is that just because they're not under oath does not mean that they're free to tell stories. They are not free to do anything other than tell the truth. And there are two statutes, one that covers oaths and the other that just covers testimony. And if you give testimony to Congress that proves to be untrue, you are still facing a serious federal felonious indictment, which can lead to up to 5 years in prison. Mm-hmm. So lawyers tend to tell their clients not to lie to Congress.
Now, we'll post Jared Kushner's statement at hearingnow.org. One of the things he says about that meeting with the Russian lawyer, that he was so bored that he emailed an assistant to say, call and get me out of this meeting. So we'll see how that all plays out. But meanwhile, talk about the expected vote this week on the bipartisan measure on new sanctions against Russia for what U.S. agencies concluded was meddling in the U.S. election. The bill's language makes it very difficult for President Trump to veto it. This is a Republican-led Congress. Are you surprised they're so blatantly putting in language, tying Trump's hands, indicating they needed to be tied?
Well, that is the implication of putting in such tough and specific language about the president. Most presidents back over the years would be strongly tempted to veto this legislation because it does seem to impinge on the power of the president to conduct foreign policy. He would supposedly be able to rescind sanctions, but at least with respect to the sanctions that have been put out by the Obama administration, not only on Russia but on a couple of other countries, the Senate, when it first drafted this legislation several months ago, was quite explicit about tying the president's hands. We expected the House to soften that. The House did not soften that in the end, and in negotiations with the Senate, they have kept it pretty tough, despite the fact the White House has weighed in a number of times indicating its displeasure with that. But as you suggest, at this moment in time, how can Donald Trump possibly veto something about sanctioning the Russians, including for their meddling in the 2016 campaign? And even if he did, right now it appears there would be the votes to override that veto.
Right. Well, the White House is saying, of course, he'll sign this bill with sanctions against Russia. But the new White House communications director, Anthony Scaramucci, said this on CNN yesterday when he was asked if President Trump would sign this sanctions measure.
We got to ask President Trump that. You know, it's my second or third day on the job. My guess is that he's going to make that decision shortly. But, you know, there's a lot of questions out there, Jake.
talking to Jake Tapper. Oops, because then Scaramucci reportedly told the New York Times reporter, my bad, because he was at that point contradicting the White House. White House saying, no, we're going to sign this. Thoughts about Scaramucci? Presumably he will get on message.
You know, this is about what you'd expect. If you know Anthony Scaramucci, he is a brawler, highly aggressive fellow, the president's personality mini-me, if you will, and he shoots from the hip a lot. And in this case, he didn't know what Sarah Sanders was telling the media on the same day. He wasn't up to speed about what the White House's position was on signing this bill. So he simply said the president hadn't decided and said somebody ought to ask the president. It's conceivable he should have asked the president before he went on to speak for him on three Sunday morning talk
right.
shows.
President Trump tweeted today about health care. He said the Republicans have a last chance to do the right thing. Is that possible? I mean, especially with Senator McCain out ill. This vote this week on the Senate plan, what's it about?
They are just voting to have something on the floor that they can debate and amend. That's all they're really trying to get the Republican senators to do, just bring the bill to the floor. It's not even clear whether the bill that they would proceed to would be a straight repeal bill with no replace, or whether it would be the latest iteration of the Senate's replacement plan. Right now, they don't seem to have the votes to bring any of those bills to the floor for debate and amendment this week.
NPR Senior Washington Editor and Correspondent Ron Elving. But it's just Monday, Ron. So we'll check back with you. Thank you.
Thank you, Robin.